This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Bolivia is the world's biggest exporter of Brazil nuts, producing 75% of all global trade. Brazil nuts are also one of the few sustainable non-timber products that come from the Amazon rainforest. But the industry is facing some challenges, as the BBC's Jane Chambers reports.
The hot and humid Amazon rainforest in the Pando region of northern Bolivia is where the vast majority of Brazil nuts are grown in the wild with no pesticides. Harvesting the produce isn't for the faint-hearted.
In November and December, the nuts start to fall from the trees and it's dangerous. When the wind starts, you have to take cover, because if you get struck by one, it can kill you.
To get to the nuts, workers use a machete to split the hard outer shell, which is known as a pod and looks a bit like a coconut. Juan Carlos is one of 15,000 people who work in Bolivia's Brazil nut sector. Nut collectors earn around $390 a month, which is a good wage, but that varies depending on the international market, and the work's seasonal. River Alta is a bustling city in the Beni region, next door to the Pando region, where the nuts are gathered and sent by truck to one of the many processing plants here. I'm off to have a tour. That's the sound of mountains of nuts coming down a metal funnel, and there are different plastic boxes in front of us. Elsa Bedis is the Associate Director at Free World Trading, a UK and Europe-based company which buys nuts from around the world.
There's a big drive over the past couple of years from the export market, mainly in Europe, to look below processor level about the provenance. Where does the product come from? Who are the communities that source our nuts, and how are their working conditions?
For some, volatile prices are an issue. Nut producer Jorge Henzo says for the past few years it's been impossible to make money from the harvest.
It costs 90 bolivianos, which is around $13, to get a box of Brazil nuts from the forest to the processing plant. And that represents a loss for us because, supposedly, the prices in the international market have fallen.
Elsa thinks that keeping prices stable and raising awareness about Brazil nuts is vital.
By receiving an income for the nuts that they collect and gather from the rainforest, they have no incentive to cut the trees down and log it for other forms of income.
She says that the world needs to recognise that the Brazil nut producers are the guardians of the Amazon rainforest. I'm the BBC's Jane Chambers for Marketplace.